time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Shake-ups in the valley. I thought the win of the year, and it might be still, as some would argue, was Central Catholic football beating Methuen last. Beating Xaverian, two-time state champs last week, but then Methuen goes in and beats Central for the first time in 16 years. What a win for Ryan Dugan, first-year coach, longtime coach in the program, and we have him on the air, on the line to talk about it after the break. So Ryan Dugan will be joining us from Methuen. It's a fun interview where I try to pronounce some hard names and get it wrong most of the time, but we still talk deeply about that win over Central and what's ahead. You know, that Methuen team lost to Tewksbury, you know, a lower division team, but then came back with two wins in the last 2 weeks and over Central, and they look like they are cruising into the playoffs once again. They only have one loss after back-to-back 7-1 seasons. They might be going 7-1 again. That's three seasons, if they do it, of 7-1 and a quality Division I opponent they will be. And they're doing this with a third-string quarterback. So we're going to hear all about that and then talk about MIAA rankings after the break. So let's get to Ryan Dugan, Methuen football coach.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber!
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, back at it with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Methuen football coach Ryan Dugan. What's going on, coach?
Not much. Just had practice earlier today. Kids are pretty fired up still from the win on Friday night, so just going to try to keep it rolling.
And that win was a 30-20 classic over Central Catholic, Merrimack Valley Conference battle. And, you know, it's funny, Coach, like, I think the week before I had Central's coach on, and I'm like, this is the win of the year for the Merrimack Valley. You beat the defending state champs. And now this year, I mean, now this week, I'm saying it to you. That's the win of the year in the Merrimack Valley. You beat Central, who beat the two-time defending state champs, Xaverian. So, yeah, big picture, had a couple days to settle in now. You know, what's your assessment of this moment for the team this season?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of people this weekend, and the one thing I just keep coming back to is I'm so happy for the kids. We don't beat Central Catholic that often here. You know, the last time we beat them was 2010.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago. And I'm just happy. I'll coach the rest of my life. Like, they'll have to pull me off the field. I'll coach forever. and big wins will come and big losses will come and it all kind of just merged together. But the kids only have so much time. So it was a huge program win, probably, you know, a top three or four win since I've been coaching here since 2009. But at the end of the day, I'm just happy and excited for those kids that were able to experience it.
Yeah. And, you know, playing with such adversity, you know, a lot of injuries, a lot of, let's start with a third string QB, but played like an amazing state level QB with some clutch plays, especially the, you know, what ended up being the go ahead and game winning touchdown. Caden Hartley, Didio or Didio? How do you pronounce his last name?
Didio.
Didio hits Josh DeFatima, 12-yard TD run. A TD pass, 25 seconds left. What a clutch play.
Unbelievable. Like that kid has, you know, he was our starting running back at the beginning of the year. He played some receiver last year as a sophomore. And he was kind of our gadget trick play receiver as a sophomore. Like we had a couple double passes and stuff. And so we knew we could throw a little bit. But he has stepped up to the challenge and even more so. I mean, I don't think anybody could have expected him to throw with such accuracy. He's throwing on time. We had a couple of plays the other night that maybe in practice, you know, in high school football, I always say that the kids, like, you're not Patrick Mahomes. Like, you can't read the defense after the ball has been snapped. Like, you have to read the defense beforehand. Like, look at where the space is. And I give him a general idea of where I think the ball would go. And it was a couple of times in the game the other night on a Friday, he actually came over to me and he was like, I'm sorry. I had to throw the other one. It was so wide open. I was like, dude, don't apologize to me. Like, you're playing out of your mind. Like, you're playing incredible. So that's the type of kid he is. He's such a hard worker. He's so tough. Like, if you went to the game the other night, there's runs where, you know, he's putting his head down and trying to run over kids to get extra yards. He's not a typical quarterback that's going to try to take, you know, slide and take a knee and go out of bounds. He's always been an electric runner. I'm just proud of his toughness and how tough he's playing. He's running the ball like 25 times a game. He's not the tallest kid in the world too. He's got to be like 5'10". Huh. So you talk about some defensive linemen at Central Catholic are pretty big and he's able to stand in there and throw on time. I'm just so proud of him.
Yeah. And then, you know, 10 minutes earlier, he throws the go ahead, touchdown to the same receiver, DeFatima, right?
Yeah. Josh DeFatima, we have a ton of good players on our team, but if there was going to be like team MVPs, he's got to be in like the top three or four. People aren't talking about Josh DeFatima. He is one of the best two-way players in the state, in my opinion. He plays outside linebacker and he plays fullback for us, but he could easily play any position we want to. He plays fullback for us. He probably weighs about 200 pounds. He's like 6'2". He has leveled over the years. He was a starting fullback for us last year too. He has a level D lineman that weigh 250, 260, puts them on their butts. He's able to go block cornerbacks and safeties at the fullback position. He runs like a 4.5, 4.6, 40. He has great hands. He can catch. He can do all types of stuff. He's like the linchpin on our offense, to be honest with you. When he comes off the game, there's a direct correlation to where we've struggled. When we struggled in the Tewksbury game, it's because he was hurt for the second half and he wasn't able to play. In Andover, one of the only times we actually went three and out and had to punt is because he was like cramping and couldn't be out there on the offensive formation for us. So I'm very excited for Josh DeFatima that he's kind of getting his name out there, because we've known here at Methuen that he's one of the best players in the state for a long time.
Yeah, and guys like him, the last 2 weeks, I mean, what a two-week run it's been, you know, running through the grind of Andover and Central. You know, that is such like the meat of the MVC season for you guys. And, you know, two big wins, 35-29 over Andover, 30-20 over Central. You know, what do you learn about the team the last 2 weeks coming off that tough loss to Tewksbury?
You know, it started a long time ago. I was talking to Tommy Ryan like on Friday night and stuff. And there's like a winning culture here now. Like the kids just expect to win. Like the kids expect to show up and win. They always have the confidence that they can actually do it. Like no matter, outsiders look at it as you have the third string quarterback. There's so much adversity. Like how could you possibly beat a team like Andover or beat a team like Central Catholic? And the coaches that we have on the staff and the players that we have in the room always feel like they can beat anybody in the state. So I think that they've just gone and proven what what we've known for a long time is that they're tough, they're resilient, and they're urgent. Like we talk about being urgent, having a sense of urgency, like they move through practice, they move through their day, just trying to win the next thing they can win. So I couldn't even put into words how proud I am of that group for just the other night in the game against Central Catholic. Like they, I don't know how many lead changes there were in the game. But it had to be like three, I think three times we were chasing points. I think it was like 7-0. Then we were down 13-10. Then we were down 20-17 or whatever it was. I mean, three different times the kids had to go down, and score. Same thing in Andover. They came back and tied us at 29. We had to go down and score. So just, the kids always believe, and it's a testament to them.
Yeah. And you only had, 3:14 to go when Central, Caden Smith runs in for a keeper. They took a 20-17 lead. So you only got 3 minutes or so to work with. And so tell me about that game winning drive. I know the big play was obviously the, Didio to, DeFatima, but like, man, DeFatima, like what was up with that drive? I mean, the pretty steady drive too.
Yeah, we keep our composure, honestly. We don't, 3 minutes is a long time in high school football. It's not like the clock is going to continue to tick. There's incomplete passes. There's run out of bounds. Like eventually the clock will stop and you can kind of gather yourself. You don't have to throw every single time. We started that drive with a couple of run plays. That's the strength of our team. We have a lot of good run, a lot of good players in the offensive line, the fullbacks and stuff. So we ran the ball to get going. And then we had Josh DeFatima, even before the touchdown, he caught like a 30-yard pass at midfield where it wasn't really open. He just had to he was like getting a rebound, like in basketball. He just like high pointed and like out jumped the kid. And that was a huge play. I think that was a second down play that kind of got us to midfield. And then, yeah, we threw a screen to the left, a couple more runs. Mm. And then all of a sudden, we were just in position to hit the game winning pass to Josh, which is, I told those guys in the room, we had practice a couple hours ago from like 1 to 3 today. It was, talking to those guys in the room, I'm so proud that they were able to execute some of the stuff that the Josh DeFatima had about 6 catches in the game. And I think 5 of them were on virtually the same exact play to the right or to the left. And it was a new play that we just kind of put in on Monday, Tuesday, just based off what we did against Andover. We felt that it would be difficult to cover, but not only is it difficult to cover, it's difficult to execute. Like the kids have to execute it. It's hard for Josh to get through the lineman, to run the route the right way. It's a hard throw for Caden to actually make. But if we don't have that play in the playbook, then we probably don't win the game on Friday night. So it's a testament to the kids that they were able to execute it.
Yeah. And then, one final defensive huge play, obviously, with, Central having the ball back, trying to get back and trying to, get an answer to the huge play at the end. Cole Smith comes up with an interception, which is, and it runs it back, pick 6. Incredible defensive play.
Yeah, it's one of those plays I'll remember for the rest of my life. Like I'll probably see it when I blink. When I close my eyes, I'll see Cole Smith like picking that ball off and going the other way, because that's when you knew that we really had it. As a coach, you never, like I don't feel comfortable in any game, but if it's a under an 8-point lead, I don't feel comfortable no matter what the situation is. It's funny, it actually happened. The kickoff, right before that play, the kickoff, we got Central had a 15-yard penalty that allowed us to kick off from the Central Catholic 45. And we have a good kicker. We were able to kick a touchback, which is, a scary thing as a coach is when you kick off, like kick return is like a bang, bang play. All of a sudden one guy misses a tackle and they can send it back. So whenever you can kick a touchback, we want to do that. We kicked a touchback. And there was like a 5-yard penalty because the officials weren't ready. We had to re-kick it again. And the officials looking at me like, what's the big deal? It's not a big deal. And I was like freaking out on them because it is a big deal. It's such a huge play in the game to actually kick a touchback there so we can have them start at the 25 and be able to force them to go 75 yards in 25 seconds. But Cole Smith, his older brother was Nolan Smith. He played tight end for us last year. He graduated last year. So Cole's his younger brother. He's a junior. He plays wide receiver for us pretty much every single snap. And he's actually a safety. So Cole Smith's actually a safety. He's the next safety in. So we have 2 starting safeties and Cole is the next safety in. But our starting cornerback, Joey Noe, who's a sophomore, he dislocated his elbow in like the second quarter of the game. So he came out in the second quarter of the game, which allowed Cole to jump out there and play some corner, which he hasn't really rep that much this year. He plays safety. You know, it's a lot of carryover in the skills. It's a little different. But he's such a good athlete. He's an awesome kid. He's like one of the best kids we have on the team. So I was very happy for him.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, you finish up and, you know, the points difference. I mean, I know one of them was six of them were defensive points, but the change from the first half to second half in the offense was incredible. I mean, execution was there where it wasn't, you know, in the first half. So 3 points in the first half. What was the big difference between half one and half two?
We didn't start the game really well. The first two offensive drives, I think the kids were nervous. We had a snap go over Caden's head for the first time all year. Our snaps have been great. We had one snap like go to the moon, like that resulted in like a 20-yard loss. And as soon as you get in high school football, I mean, as soon as you kind of get in like a second and 20 or first and 20 or second and third and 20, whatever it is, like as soon as you get behind the chains, it's very hard to get first down. So we didn't get, the kids, I think, were a little nervous to start, which came out on offense. We weren't able to really drive guys off the line of scrimmage. We had some holding penalties and some mistakes early on. But I think the defense, without question, was the key to the game. I mean, offense in the second half, we were able to continue to score. But defensively, we held Central Catholic to 39 passing yards. I don't know how to look it up, but I can't think of many times that Central Catholic has been held to under 40 passing yards in a football game. That's like an unheard of thing. So the defense kept us in the game in the first half. We came in at halftime. We didn't really change anything. We just highlighted and circled about five or six things that we maybe hadn't gotten to yet that we kind of got the kids ready for that we were going to open the second half with. And a lot of the stuff we knew would work. We didn't really have the opportunity in the first half to really get it going on offense. So I think the kids at halftime were able to regroup. They knew that we could, the confidence is such a huge thing in high school football. Like they knew at halftime, they knew they could play with those guys. Like maybe they were a little nervous or a little scared, but at halftime they're going 7-3. Like they came on the second half more confident on offense. And I think it allowed us to like move the chains and eventually score points.
Yeah, 100%. And this week you're off to Lawrence, 6 o'clock game Friday night. Lawrence is struggling a bit, 1-4 at the moment. What are the challenges they may present and what's your message to the team?
Yeah, I mean, the message to the team is just to have a confident humility. You know, we talk about it all the time. That's actually the theme of the week for us this week is having a confident humility, being confident that you can beat any team in the state, but being humble in the fact that you know that any team in the state could beat you on any given night. That's the message I just told those guys a couple hours ago. It actually happened to us back in, I think it was like 2017, 2018. We had a huge win. We beat Tewksbury for the first time in like 10 years. And then we played Lawrence at home the next week and we lost like 26-6 because our kids just showed up and kind of went through the motions. So we always try to enforce that in our kids that, you know, every game is like a Super Bowl. Every game, the only thing we ever ask you, or the kids, I mean, the only thing we ever ask you is to play as hard as you possibly can play. Because that's why you signed up for the sport. So that's why you show up on Friday night, you play as hard as you possibly can play. And that's all as a coach I can ever ask for you. So we're going to do that on Friday. Though. Our kids are ready to go. We're not even halfway through the year yet. We had a huge win over Central Catholic on Friday. We've only played 5 games. We have at least 6 more left to play. So the kids are excited to just get back out and just keep it rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. Any game film yet on Lawrence? What's the skinny on him?
Yeah, we got their Andover game, and we've seen some of their Whittier game online and other places and things like that. So they have some speed, like Lawrence usually does. They have some fast kids. They're able to kind of break plays at any time. They run some different formations we really haven't seen this year. The quarterback can throw a little bit on defense. They're pretty chaotic. They seem like they want to send linebackers and stuff and kind of cause chaos and. Like blitz the house a little bit. I watched, you know, there's 2 linebackers coming on a lot of different plays. So I think on defense, they're kind of going to get after us and try to pressure, especially, you know, we want to run the ball. They're probably just going to try to light us up and hopefully create some tackles for loss and things like that. So, and, you know, we have been a winning program here for a while. We just beat Central Catholic. So we know that when we go into games, teams kind of view us as being like a huge game for them. It's like their Super Bowl. They're getting up for to try to knock off Methuen, just like we just got up to try to knock off Central Catholic. We know that teams are going to be coming for us. So we'll get the kids ready.
Exactly. Good point. It's like these teams that are not heading for the playoffs, like every game is their chance to have their moment. You know, yeah, like if Lawrence beats Methuen, that's their season, and it's a hell of a memory. So yeah, the kids got to be ready for sure. So you go to Lawrence, host Haverhill, host Bill Ricker, the last two of the regular season. Then the playoffs are here. It's crazy. It's unbelievable how fast it came, but three more to go in October for Methuen and Coach Ryan Dugan. We appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Great win, and best of luck over in Lawrence Friday night.
All right, John. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. Anytime.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Talk soon.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right. Thanks, Coach Dugan. And now we're back to rankings talk for the Merrimack Valley. That win for Methuen put them as the number one team in the Valley at the moment in the state. They are number five. They are ahead of the team they beat, Central Catholic. Methuen at 4-1, Central at 503-3. Andover still well in the mix, 9-1 at the 9th seed. And Lowell, also in the mix, 4-1. Are they sneaking up on teams in the Valley? You know, Lowell has only one loss, and that was to Tewksbury, and that was a four-point battle, 25-21. The last 2 weeks, 42-0 over Drake, and a scintillating win at Chelmsford last week, 42-37. Lowell has Bill Ricka on the 17th, so Friday at home at 6, and then they got Lawrence and North Andover. So Bill Ricker certainly would be a challenge. Lawrence and North Andover, Lowell, if on paper, what we're seeing so far, should win those two. So that will be, you know, another two wins. And Bill Ricker's doing well. They are up and down. They had three wins in a row, but snapped this week by Tewksbury, who's beating everybody, man. Tewksbury is 5-0 and showing no mercy. I mean, they are just scoring. The most points they let up was 21. To Lowell, and then 17, and everything else been single digits or a shutout, 6-6-0. So good stuff out of Drakett. So let's move on in the rankings. Lowell, like we said, was number 10, and Haverhill at 2-3 is 26. Lawrence way down at 1-4. How about Division Two? The aforementioned Bill Ricka stands at number 8 at 3-2. Chelmsford at 1-4, but still number 12. So they would be in the dance. So would a North Andover. Look at that. After their first win, they would be, they're 1-4 and the number 16 seed. So we'd have a pretty packed Division II as well. Three, we usually don't talk about anyone for three, but I know Shawshing's coming up in Division V at 2. So they're undefeated. Look at this Division 5 lineup. Foxborough is the number 1 at 4-1. And then you have 4-5-0 teams fill in the 2-5 spots. Josh Sheen, Medfield, Archbishop Williams, and North Reading. Greater Lawrence Tech is 4-1, and they come in at number 9. And then Greater Lowell Tech is 22 at 3-2. Drake at 1-4 at 26. So, yeah, I mean, you're liking what you see there. Division 1, 2, and 5. We get multiple teams in the mix for the Merrimack Valley, so it's going to be a lot of fun. That's it for us. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk runs every week on msonewsports.com. I'm Don McCastro, the host, and we are a weekly show every Thursday morning. If you stumbled in on us, listen again. You get all the shows up on the archives on the site. So check out, search us out. Any interviews you want to re-listen to, they're always there for you. Living in eternity in the cloud. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.